Proclamation number 6397 of 10th of November, 1955. My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. What you seek to attain in this world will be lost to you in my kingdom, for you cannot possess both the joys and bliss of this world and that world. Both are opposing in their requirements and opposing in what they offer you. But only the spiritual kingdom, in which I myself am, can give you eternal blisses. And you humans should always bear in mind that your time on earth is only limited and that you also have to leave behind the little you have acquired here. That you therefore cannot gain anything which will make you eternally happy, and in the knowledge of this, which you all possess after all, it would truly be more advisable to take care of wealth which will not lose its value with your physical death. My kingdom is not of this world. Again and again you have heard it from my mouth, and again you have been urged to put earthly striving aside and instead attain spiritual possessions which are everlasting. But as long as you stay on earth, only that which creates earthly comfort is of value to you. And your degree of realization is accordingly, which will always be and remain lower as long as my adversary can influence you through the temptations of the world, which is his kingdom, and whom you acknowledge as your Lord as soon as you strive for earthly goods. There is no compromise between the two lords. You must decide, but your eternal life depends on the decision. You yourselves determine your fate after the death of the body through your decision. And you must make this decision in all freedom, which is why you are indeed assured of the spiritual kingdom in all its glory as absolute truth, but you may not be forced into this decision by fair evidence. But the earthly world is visible and tangible to you, and therefore you strive towards it with all your senses. But you are certain of your body's death, and you should reckon with this. Through reflection you should come to the conclusion that your soul cannot cease to be. Because you can evaluate yourselves as a work of creation which, due to its nature, has to serve a higher purpose than just to live a miserable earthly life with only earthly aims. The thinking human being is not satisfied with this purpose of life, and he looks for an explanation of the actual purpose of existence. And he will also receive it, according to his will and his attitude towards truth. But these explanations can never come to him from the world which is my adversary's kingdom. But they will come from a kingdom which is not of this world, and these enlightenments will prove to him that every person's aim shall be the kingdom in which I reign from eternity to eternity. Every person can create this proof for himself. Yet his will determines whether he reflects and strives for truth or is content with the goods of this world. But again and again people are reminded of my words, "My kingdom is not of this world." And anyone who once tries to fathom the meaning of these words already takes a step into this kingdom from which I myself will come to meet him in order to lead him over into my kingdom. But he has to leave the world behind, he has to voluntarily separate himself from my adversary's kingdom, then he will always find a gate which leads across into my kingdom. Then he will also make the right decision himself which will determine his fate one day in eternity. Amen.